Welcome everybody, Shir number 1144, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of the Halachos of Shinoi Mokka. I'm going a little bit in conjunction with how we do the writing on Shir number 296, actually. Okay, but be it as it may, this Shir is 1144, and in reference to, according to many poskim, we spoke about in the past, that if one is eating in an open area, right in the park, let's say in the park, or somebody sits there, you know, you sit down with the family in the zoo, let's say, and they have the picnic area and these type of things. Now, especially coming up the warmer weather in various different parts, it's important to keep in mind if it's fenced in, right? We spoke about if it's fenced in on four sides, which we'll see all around it's fenced in. So then one could move around, has a din of basically a very large room, unless it's very, very large, which we'll see. But regular general fencing in one would be able to move around. In reference to, again, Shahakol, we're talking about right now again, Shahakol, Huadama, and Huaids. But if it's not fenced in, so then we said that Lemaisa, as long as they are, if one wants to move from, person started eating an apple, person started eating a bag of potato chips, these type of things, whereby Shina Mokim would apply, as long as they have to move around, as long as they are within the sight of the original location, that it would not be considered, Shinoi Mokim, a halachic change of location, and a new bracha would not be needed as long as they're within the site. Now, the other thing is, in reference to, we said if there's a streetway or a walkway, we spoke about these type of things, a streetway or a walkway going whereby the rabbim goes in, right, passes by. In other words, this is provided that a street or walkway does not separate the two places that we said. In other words, we spoke about a case where there's tables outside of a restaurant, possibly, or whatever the case might be, or possibly even in a park, if that's the, you know, if it's provided that the street or walkway. Just real quickly to read from Abadna Sefer, I always like to read it inside, where possible. Page 143, it says Abadna like this, open area, a park, which, right, by, where you could see the place, right? So according to many Paiskim, if one is eating in an open yard or park, and they move to a different site within the park, as long as they are within the site of the original place. Oh, but the punchline was, provided that a street or walkway, doesn't have to be mamsha street where you have who knows how many people, a regular street or a walkway does not separate the two places. Then if that's the case, if there's no street or walkway separating two places, and you can see the place, so that then it's considered, then it is not considered a change of location, and the bracha remains valid. So how he's explaining it, that this would apply also by open park, open area, so on. But the point, what I wanted to bring out, that he brings down from the Graz and others, Shulchan Aruch Rav, Chayyadim and others, that would be fine, that's fine, but Yorei Shemaim, they bring down a Yorei Shemaim, if it's possible, Yizor B'makim Sheimukov Mechitzes, when it is not surrounded by the mechitzes, when you make the bracha, have in mind, if you know that you're going to be moving around, one should have in mind, nothing to do with the street or the walkway. Now, in general, even if you could see the place, if possible, he says, Yerushimayim should have it in mind when they make the bracha. In other words, when you're making the shahakal, you know you'll be moving from table to table, possibly chair to chair, bench to bench, outside, even though you could see the place. And assuming that a street or walkway is not cut it off, that would make it into a problem. But even so, when you're making the original Shahakal or Adam O'Aids, have it in mind that you will be moving around. Again, if you didn't, it's still good. But the Yerushimayim, that's how to bring it down from the Chayyadim and the Graz. Shulchan Aruch Rav. So that's the story on that. Now, one more quick thing, just to review over, which we also have spoken about in the past. If somebody is in an open area and they are going and they have to bench, let's say they're going to bench, right? So then it's not an issue of moving around, but it's a problem of you have to bench in the area where you ate, right? We've learned in the past, one has to bench in the area where he ate. So in an open area, it would be within Dalet Amis. In general, within Dalet Amis, of where the person is, right, within four amas from where the person is, so then where they finished eating, so within the Dalet Amis, if one for whatever reason does have to move around or whatever to bench, and they can't do it, you know, where they actually ate, so within the Dalet Amis, one would be within the four amas, one would be allowed to move, even lechatchila lechayra, if there's a need to be able to bench over there. But otherwise, one should be careful not to move, not to bench in an area in an open place more than Dalet Amis, more than four amas away from where they actually finished the meal. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. That's not a question of Shina and Makam. That's a question of the halachas of having to bench in a place whereby one ate. Okay, so just real quickly to review what we have today. Again, in an open area, in a closed area, one would be able to move around for Shahakol, Ohuadama, and Ohuates if it's closed off on four sides, right? Which we'll see how that works. But Lamaisa closed off on regular fencing around. So that is fine. You can move around. Within that area, if it's an open area, you have to make sure that you're within the site. If for whatever reason you had to move around, make sure that you're within the site of the original area, and that is all only if it's not provided that a street or walkway does not separate the two places, right? So then that would be okay. If it separates, it would be a problem, Taka. If the street or walkway separates it, then it would not be good. Lastly, we said that if it's possible, Yerushalayim should have in mind when they make the bracha, even though they could see the original place, to have it all in mind. And in reference to benching, which is a separate thing, if one feels they have to move around within Dalet HaAmis, is not a problem to move to bench in another area within the four Amis of where they finish. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem Bracha, Kol Tuv.